This news update's being brought to you by Al Hansen Motors in Bad Axe, the only used car dealer in the Thumb with a full-line service department. And Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. Shop living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more at Ashley today. Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Servance with a look at your news. At about 3:30 p.m. on Friday, February 6, Sanilac County Central Dispatch was contacted that a Sandusky school bus had slid off the road and overturned on Freiberger Road, which was just north of West Sanilac Road in Moore Township. Deputies, along with Sandusky Police Department, Moore Township Fire Department, and Sanilac EMS, each responded to the scene. The preliminary investigation determined that a 2019 Bluebird Sandusky school bus was positioned on the west shoulder while attempting to back into a driveway to turn around. Due to the winter conditions and soft shoulder near the ditch, the bus slid into the west side ditch and came to rest on its side. The bus was occupied by 28 students and the driver at the time of the incident. Sanilac EMS evaluated all occupants at scene, and fortunately, no injuries required transport to the hospital. First responders were able to thank a resident in the 100 block Freiberger Road who opened their garage to provide shelter for the students until another Sandusky Community School bus arrived to transport them safely. And during the last meeting of the Sandusky Board of Education discussed the possibility of going for a bond issue for some improvements. There was a brief discussion of going for a bond proposal, possible athletic field, and auditorium. During the meeting, the board conducted an organization. As part of that, re-elected Carolyn Stoutenberg as president, Robert Hassler as vice president, Nora Harding as secretary, and Daniel Gertzenberger as treasurer. Board also selected Bob and Lisa Kohler as Thumb Meet of Champions, Friends of Youth. In other matters, the board approved hiring Aaron Krieger as maintenance manager. They also approved George Koch for boys junior high track coach and Emma Woods for girls junior high track coach and Daniel Franzel for girls junior varsity softball coach. Additional training and equipment helped the ACW Unionville Fire Department do an ice rescue on Saginaw Bay. At about 7:39, the fire department was dispatched to Thomas Road in Akron Township for an ice rescue. There was a fisherman traveling out on the ice approximately 1 mile from shore. He rolled his four-wheeler while heading out onto the bay. Initial reports indicated the operator may have been unconscious from the incident. When the Unionville Fire Department responded, they deployed its ice rescue rapid deployment craft, along with the appropriate ice rescue personnel dressed in protective equipment, medical supplies, and trained personnel. As the rescue was starting, the fishermen were able to find a flare into the air that helped them to assist responders in narrowing down his location. Upon making contact, Unionville Fire Department's medical response conducted a rapid patient evaluation. The individual was properly packaged to prevent further injury, loaded onto the RDC, and transported safely back to shore. When the fisherman was helped ashore, he was transferred to the ACW ambulance and MMR personnel and transported to the hospital for further evaluation and treatment. Special thanks went out to firefighters who were not only ice rescue certified but also medically trained, which allowed them to provide critical patient care while operating in hazardous ice conditions and safely transporting the patient to shore. Fishermen and outdoor enthusiasts are urged to use extreme caution when traveling on ice and always be prepared for rapidly changing conditions. The ECW Unionville Fire Department was assisted on scene by ECW Ambulance, MMR, Michigan State Police, Tuscola County Sheriff's Office, and Huron County Sheriff's Office. And we'll be back right after this word from our sponsor.
Hi, it's Tyler. Did you know all sales of a regular inventory at Al Hansen Motors include a powertrain warranty at no cost to you? And did you know that at Al Hansen Motors, we never charge dock fees or prep fees? Lastly, did you know that at Al Hansen Motors, we don't charge finance fees? That's why people love to buy their next vehicle from us. No hidden fees, no gimmicks, just straightforward deals that are always open to reasonable negotiation. This week I'm featuring a 2017 Chevy Cruze that gets up to 40 miles per gallon and it's in great shape. It has Android Auto, Apple CarPlay, heated mirrors, a backup camera, and more. It only has 78,000 miles and we're asking $12,580. I also have a 2024 Chevy Malibu. It's equipped with heated cloth seats, Bluetooth, a backup camera, and remote start. It's in like new condition and has 43,000 miles. We're asking $19,980. If you're looking for a four-wheel drive for under 15 grand, I have a 2019 Jeep Compass Latitude 4x4. It has 94,000 miles and we're asking $13,780. And wrapping up, I have a 2019 Ram 1500 Laramie Crew Cab 4x4. It's fully loaded and has a 5.7 Hemi V8 with 88,000 miles. We're asking $28,780.
I'm Al Hansen and I guarantee it.
And we're back with one obituary for today. Ricky Charles Andrick, age 45, of Bad Axe, passed away unexpectedly January 30th. He was born August 16th, 1980 in Bad Axe, Michigan, and he is survived by his loving parents, Dee and Fred Andrick, his siblings, Jenny, Chauncey, Kyle, and Nikki. And a celebration of life gathering will take place at a later date.
Looking to save big at your favorite local businesses? ThumbNet has you covered. Check out our exclusive coupon deals featuring amazing discounts from Ace Hardware of Bad Axe, Seaboyne Ace Hardware, Brown's Marketplace of Harbor Beach, Deckerville, and Sandusky, Caseville Family Market, and Ashley Home Store of Bad Axe. Whether you're craving a meal, shopping for gifts, or needing a service, you'll find incredible savings on ThumbNet.net. Visit ThumbNet.net today and start saving. ThumbNet.net, your connection to local savings.
And we're back with more news. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, known as NOAA, officially released its final January Global Climate Report today. In a notable shift in policy, the agency confirmed it will no longer update the billion-dollar weather and climate disasters product, a tool used for decades to track the economic impact of extreme weather. The agency stated the move aligns with evolving priorities and statutory mandates. Critics from the scientific community argue this may reduce transparency regarding the financial costs of climate events, while proponents of the change suggest it streamlines the agency's core meteorological duties. And UNESCO hosted a global event today to mark the International Day of Women and Girls in Science. The 2026 theme, From Vision to Impact, focuses on closing the gender gap in emerging fields like AI, cybersecurity, and health research. Data presented at the Paris headquarters showed that while women represent less than one-third of the world's researchers, inclusive approaches in science are proven to lead to more relevant and impactful innovation. And that's been a look at your news brought to you by Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe, the only used car dealer in the Thumb with a full-line service department. And Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe. Shop living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more at Ashley today.
It's the President's Day sale at Ashley and Bad Axe, and the savings are big all across the store. Right now, save up to 25% off store-wide, and be sure to ask us about our available one-year and five-year no-interest financing to make bringing home new furniture easier than ever. Freshen up any room with accessories up to 40% off, and don't miss the clearance accessories priced up to 70% off while supplies last. And if you've been waiting for the right time to upgrade your sleep, this is it. President's Day is the biggest mattress event of the season at Ashley. Save hundreds on our sleep gallery and take advantage of our mattress model blowout. Six models are priced to go as we make room for new inventory, so once they're gone, they're gone. You'll also find hot buys throughout the store, including huge savings on the ModMax modular sectional. Build it your way with Nuvella Next Gen Performance Fabric that's easy to clean and a modular design you can arrange and rearrange to fit your ever-changing needs. The President's Day sale is happening now for a limited time at Ashley and Bad Axe. Locally owned, locally operated, and ready to help you save big.
This is Warehouse Manager Justin Cameron. We offer fast professional setup and delivery to the Thumb area and beyond. Visit us at Ashley and Bad Axe.
While you're shopping at the north side of Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by McKenzie Jewelers and Ashley Home Store.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Servants.